Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently here in Salt Lake City, it was Pioneer Day, which celebrates the arrival of the Mormon pioneers here in the Valley. As part of this local holiday, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir did an amazing concert with two guest artists, Lindsay Sterling and Nathan Pacheco. After the show, we had a chance to sit down with Lindsay and Nathan while they were here, and we wanted to play a portion of our interview with Lindsay on the show today, and tomorrow we'll feature our interview with Nathan. Here's our interview with Lindsay Sterling. It's our privilege to welcome into the studio Lindsay Sterling, who is a violinist and dancer. Lindsay, thank you for taking the time to join us here at the Mormon Channel.
Awesome. Well, thank you for letting me come.
It's our pleasure. What was your favorite part about performing with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
You know, this probably sounds a little strange, but I think my favorite part was the first rehearsal because it just became so real to me. Like, we've been, you know, preparing these tracks and arranging everything, and just it's all been kind of a whirlwind experience to put it all together. But when I walked out on the conference center stage and heard the choir behind me and, you know, saw Mac Wilberg up there conducting and just was like, oh my gosh, and there's the organ, you know, it just became so real to me, and I just was just overwhelmed by like this very spiritual feeling, but at the same time just like this incredible awe of like, how am I here? How is this happening?
It was an electrifying concert and a phenomenal show. It was so much fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
Let's assume we have someone listening who is a young, aspiring performer. What advice would you give them about following their dreams and achieving their goals?
You know, I think the most important thing for anyone that's has a goal, whatever it may be, is just not to give up, because failure is a huge part of success. It's an essential part of it, and you're going to fail way more times than you'll be successful for a while, and I experienced that. I've got my little musical heart broken several times, and it hurts, and it was really discouraging, and I remember wondering, like, should I listen to what everybody's telling me? Should I put this on the shelf and try something else? And you know, deep down inside, I was like, I love this, and I have this drive for this for a reason. I'm just so grateful that I made it through those experiences and that I didn't give up. And most importantly, those experiences made me a better person. They made me a better writer. They just kind of made me into a deeper individual and allowed me to then recognize the successes when they were there and the opportunities that were important. I probably wouldn't have recognized them had I not had to forge through all those disappointments.
We're so glad that you did stay on that musical path. You are performing all over the world these days. How does your faith play into that? Do people ask you questions? Is it hard? Is it easy?
All the time I get asked, you know, in interviews, and I found it interesting that when I'm in Europe, even more so, I get asked all the time about like, wow, you're Mormon, and what does that mean? And, you know, I actually love to talk about it because I just feel like, you know, the entertainment industry, it can make you so jaded sometimes, and it can be overwhelming, and, it, you know, I've seen people get swept away in it, and I remember being so afraid when I first started that I don't want to lose who I am in this, and I am so grateful for the gospel and for the standards that it has kind of set in my life, because one, it just makes me a happier person, it's kept me safe, and I know that even all the people on my tour have recognized how the way that our tour is and the quote rules that we have on the tour bus and stuff, they keep everybody happy and there's no drama and they always talk about that. And to me, that's just an extra testimony of the gospel is a plan of happiness and it does keep us safe. It does keep us in the direction of where we ultimately want to go. And I'm grateful for that.
That's wonderful. And you served a mission for the church in New York, is that right?
I did.
That's wonderful. What part of New York were you in?
I was in Manhattan for most of my mission, and oh my gosh, I just absolutely love that city so much.
That is wonderful. How fun. What would you say to someone who is struggling with their faith in God?
You know, I would say, I think everybody at some time, you have to struggle. The same way I was talking about failure and successes, like those little struggles in your testimony kind of push you to the wall and make you think, do I really believe in this? Because this is hard and this is a sacrifice. And when you come out of those moments, your testimony is that much stronger. And so I guess my best advice from personal experience is trusting and remembering the experiences from the past. You know, like when I do struggle, I can look back and be like, but I cannot deny how I felt in that moment before. because of course I'm going to be tempted, and of course I'm going to question things. And even though I don't understand everything in the world and everything in the gospel, even, I can understand how I felt at certain times in my life. I try to write down those moments so that I can reflect on them and recall on them and use those as strength that you can't deny because it was you who felt it.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate you sharing your testimony with us and your thoughts about how to live it. I think that will be such a wonderful strength to those who are listening today. Thank you for being on the Mormon Channel today. We're happy to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
We had so much fun interviewing Lindsay, and one of the things that particularly stood out from our interview with her was the part where she said she'd had her musical heart broken several times and then encouraged others not to give up. There was a quote that we found from Elder Holland that we wanted to play for you today. It's from General Conference, April 2006, and it's from a talk he gave entitled Broken Things to Mend. Here it is in his own words.
Whatever your distress, please don't give up, and please don't yield to fear. I have always been touched that as his son was departing for his mission to England, Brother Bryant S. Hinckley gave young Gordon a farewell embrace and then slipped him a handwritten note with just 5 words taken from the 5th chapter of Mark. Be not afraid, it said, only believe. I think also of that night when Christ rushed to the aid of his frightened disciples, walking as he did on the water to get to them, calling out, "It is I, be not afraid." Peter exclaimed, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Christ's answer to him was, as it always is every time, "Come," he said. Instantly, as was his nature, Peter sprang over the vessel's side and into the troubled waters. While his eyes were fixed upon the Lord, the wind could toss his hair and the spray could drench his robes, but all was well. He was coming to Christ. It was only when his faith wavered and fear took control, only when he removed his glance from the Master to look at the furious waves and the ominous black gulf beneath, only then did he begin to sink into the sea. In newer terror, he now cried out, "Lord, save me." Undoubtedly, with some sadness, the master over every problem and fear, he who is the solution to every discouragement and disappointment, stretched out his hand and grasped the drowning disciple with the gentle rebuke, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" If you are lonely, please know you can find comfort. If you are discouraged, please know you can find hope. If you are poor in spirit, please know you can be strengthened. If you feel you are broken, please know you can be mended.
That's a great clip from Elder Holland. And in one of the lines we just played, he says, "Please don't give up and please don't yield to fear." And now we've heard that from two sources, from Lindsay Sterling and from Elder Holland. Those are great reminders for us today. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with is a song that Lindsay performed with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and it's entitled Elements. And we want to play that for you now. And if you miss the concert in person, you can actually go to www.mormontabernaclechoir.org and watch the Pioneer Day broadcast. It's right there live on their homepage, so you can just watch that over the internet. It's wonderful what technology can do for us today. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.